Like a cave troll?
Yeah, I think I called myself Julie's bed troll.
Angela, the little gremlin.
Oh my gosh, these ditches are freaking, like, they're so annoying to me.
So, like, she'll turn over and she'll be like, like a little princess. Where's the ground beef? Like, shaking her, like, where's the ground beef? Hi, everybody. Welcome back to our podcast, Tie-Dye and Gelato. We just had kind of a fun experience. We heard some music outside our window, and...
Well, it's spring,
it's
finally.
It's finally warming up.
So, yeah.
So the ice cream truck is back, and it was the most magical experience for Bailey.
She literally perked up. She heard the music, and she jumps to her feet. She leaps to her feet.
And she's, like, running out the door. And she goes, it's fine, guys. I have adult money now. And she runs towards the ice cream truck.
Sprints.
Yes.
They gotta go.
And how was the ice cream? Was it worth it?
10 out of 10.
Great.
$3.
Super great.
I know. It was the experience. It might be a little expensive for a little, you know, derpy ice cream.
Yeah, you could probably get,
thing,
like a whole box of those bars for
$3. Yeah. But it's, again, the experience.
But it's the experience.
The running down the street while the music plays in the background as you're just sprinting to go get ice cream. It's great.
So much fun.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, we're joined today by Julie, our lovely producer. Again, she's... honored us again with her presence.
At this point, we basically kicked Corey out of the
Corey, where is that guy? Nobody knows.
He's with his family today.
He went to Disneyland and never came back.
He didn't want to. I asked him today. I was like, how was your trip? He said, I did not want to come back. I want to be there right now. Mm-hmm. And then I said, let's go. And he was like, all right, let's do it.
Spontaneous Disney trip.
Yeah. I was like, I don't have money for that right now.
I want to go to Disneyland.
Doesn't that sound fun?
Yeah. Should we take a group trip?
We should find a sponsor for the podcast to sponsor
Disney sponsor
an episode in Disneyland.
Oh my gosh, that would be so fun.
That would be fun. So if you know anybody, let us know.
If you know the CEO of Disney, send him this podcast.
Walt.
He's dead.
I know.
Walter.
He's dead.
Sorry.
No.
I think that'd be so fun. Anyway, moral of the story is we all should be at Disneyland right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the ride that you'd be on right now?
The Pirates of the Caribbean.
Because it's inside and it's nice and cool.
Nice and cool, and it splashes you sometimes, but only just a little bit. So you're never like really wet, but you get that like nice little mist.
I like it.
It's lovely. And then there's the one part where you go down really fast, but it's the only like
drop
part of the whole ride. Yeah, it was a good time. I remember being there as a kid, and it was about to close, and so the people were like, well, you just want to ride it again? And my mom was like, yeah, that's my mom's favorite ride, too, because it's it's chill, it's cool.
It's a good storyline, too.
So we rode it, like, 8 times in a row. It was great. And then at the very end, all the characters were starting to shut down. So, like, Jack Sparrow's face was like, it was a good time. So that ride is my fave.
I want to try the new Star Wars rides.
Girl, let me tell you. Me too. Let's go right now.
My favorite was always Indiana Jones.
Oh,
I thought that one was so much fun. The part where the boulder is like rolling down and it's going to crush you. I thought that was really fun.
So it's like the thrill.
Yeah, I
liked
adventure.
Yeah. I also really liked the Cars ride. I've only been on that ride once, but it was so much fun.
Dang, I got to go on
so
there.
Fun.
I like the ones with... stories attached to it. It's not just a roller coaster or anything, but that there's, I think Disney does that really well. They have like a story attached to all of theirs, except for Small World. What the heck is that one?
you're experiencing the world.
I guess you're right. I actually really like Small World, so it's fine.
Disney is just, I mean, it's just magic. I went during their like 60th diamond anniversary or whatever, and during the fireworks show, they were playing Let It Go. This was pretty soon after Frozen came out. And during the chorus of Let It Go, fireworks started going off, and we looked up. Well, I mean, I guess there were already fireworks going off because there's a fireworks show, but whatever. But like, we looked up, and it was snowing.
Whoa.
In the middle of California. It was snowing in Disneyland. It was the most magical thing.
That's cool.
Like, I don't know how they do it. They're amazing.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
The experience. Yeah. Wow.
What a good Disney trip.
Okay, well, we definitely weren't planning on talking about Disney for
Today's episode, Disney.
No, we need a sponsor, and then we'll have a Disney
episode. Oh, right.
We can record it at Disneyland, yes. Set up right outside of the Pirates of the Caribbean, you know?
Yes.
With everybody talking?
Yeah.
Or we could record it on the Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's a better idea. Then they'll dead let us write it 10
tell
times.
No tales. We're like, what is going on?
Yeah.
No, we're actually going to do a roommate part two episode. So not as fun.
Equally as fun.
Oh, sorry.
Better than Disneyland.
You're right. I'm so sorry, Sienna. You're just as good as Disney, if not better.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyway, yeah. So, I mean, the first episode we talked about, what did we talk about in the first episode? Oh, we did like a newlywed game and we talked about stories.
And like why we chose to room with each other.
Yeah.
But,
oh yeah,
but you guys only got to tell like one story. So I'm curious to know if you guys, Angela and Julie, if you have more roommate stories that you wanted to share, but we just like didn't get to last time.
Yeah, help us experience the dynamic between you two.
Gosh, we have 4 years of roommate stories.
Long time.
That's a long time. Something like lighthearted that comes to mind was every time there was a rainstorm, then Julie and I would just go and run around the entire like apartment complex in the rain with no shoes on, and then we come back like dripping wet, and the rest of our roommates were kind of like, I just don't get
it. Didn't get it. Yeah.
But every time it rained, Julie and I would do that. Sometimes. And it was so fun. Yeah.
I am obsessed with that.
Sometimes we'd like sing songs too. We'd like random songs, just screaming them.
Oh,
the
it was
outside.
Always random songs. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I think Bailey and Sienna are signing to each other that they need to do that.
Yeah. I was just looking at Bailey and going, you and I run rain.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Any other ones?
I'm trying to think of like funny stories. There was the one time Angela crawled underneath my bed.
Why?
Asleep.
I didn't fall asleep.
You didn't fall asleep? You were there for
I was
like,
really close to falling asleep. That's
it
right.
It was an extended period of time, like a couple of hours.
That you were under there?
Maybe 45 minutes.
Like a cave troll? Like
a cave troll? Yeah, I think I called myself Julie's bed troll.
Angela the little gremlin.
I can't even remember the context as to why.
The only thing I remember is there's like a certain time of night where like I'm really tired and then but I get this weird like spontaneous energy of like I get the zoomies at night if I'm tired enough and it's like I have to be doing something and so it's either like I'll throw all my clothes around the room and then just like lay in a pile of them.
Have you done that before?
Yes, I definitely have.
Yeah, I can attest to that.
What the heck?
Angela's zoomies are weird experiences.
Yeah, or sometimes it's like, oh, we just pick an accent and we're going to stick to that for a couple hours. Or sometimes it's the sudden urge to move all of Julie's stuff and climb under her bed and see how long it takes her to notice.
I think I noticed.
I think you might have actually been there as I was climbing under your bed.
I was definitely there as you were climbing.
And I was just like,
I just imagine Angela just like quickly just around, like a little demon underneath the bed.
They're like, look, Julie, now it's bunk beds.
So random. So weird.
So I occasionally get the late night zoomies, and it's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a question. Did either of you ever notice that the other person did something strange in their sleep?
There was this one time. Angela was really sick. Like,
this is gross. This isn't strange. This is just gross.
Angela was a pretty normal sleeper most of the time, except for when she's sick. Mm-hmm. Like, she won't snore, but then if she's sick, she'll snore like so loud.
It's the congestion.
Yeah, it really is.
And I remember she was sick. She had a cough. And she was, like, trying to politely cough in her sleep. She knew she was being, like, really loud. So she'd, like, cover her mouth in her sleep. But then it would still be, like, a terrible. Sorry to our listeners. But it was gross.
Wow.
Yeah. I think I killed Spencer. He's really hard. But yeah, Angela would make some weird, weird sounds when she was sick in her sleep.
Yeah. But luckily, at least that year, the year that Julie and I shared a room together, I was the sickest I probably still have ever been for like a week. But I wasn't sick much other than that. So Julie like had to suffer for a week.
But I remember being like, what is this? It was like a new experience because I had never shared a room growing up. And then I shared a room with Angela and I was like,
and that's always an experience.
Like, it was weird. So yeah, that's fair.
Let's see. Julie talks in her sleep.
Yes, I do.
Not every day, but like I feel like it was decently frequently.
Yeah.
And usually it would just be like a sentence or two or thing. You know, you're like enough that I'm like, is Julie talking in her sleep? But not enough that I'm like, oh, this is bugging me that much. But occasionally, Julie will have conversations for hours. She will replay her day and repeat everything she said throughout the day.
I should have said that.
No. No, so instead of being like thinking through her day and being like, oh, I shouldn't have said that, she's reliving her day and
like
saying
the whole day
and having the same conversation she had.
I'll have a 4x4.
Yeah.
Basically. Exactly.
So that's an interesting experience. Yeah. Julie also has like weird jaw problems and occasionally she'd like pop her jaw in her sleep and then that's kind of gross.
That
was one that I'm like, ew, I just hear bones grinding together as I'm trying to
Yeah, we
sleep.
Mostly just have gross sleep habits.
Yeah.
Spencer,
we're just disgusting
people. Does she still talk in her sleep and everything? Have full conversations?
Sometimes. Sometimes.
Yeah. Spencer says sometimes.
Does she crack her jaw still?
She had surgery, so that's better.
Yeah, it is better.
Yeah.
How about you guys, Bailey and Sienna? What weird things does the other person do in their sleep?
So Bailey sighs. I didn't sleep a lot while we were at BYU Idaho, so I just like sit there in my bed and listen to
her.
You
didn't? You still don't sleep at all.
I still don't sleep. My sleep problems started at BYU Idaho. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. I never slept. I would like, it'd be like 3 a.m. and I'd be in the kitchen eating Pringles. But she sighs a lot in her sleep. So like she'll turn over and she'll be like, like a little princess. But I remember one specific time, I'm just laying there at peace in bed and Bailey, she like shoots upright and goes, no, 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 no. And then she just lays back down and goes back to sleep. And I was like, that was the freakiest thing that has ever happened. I am terrified.
Oh my gosh. That's like one of my worst, like, I don't know. Yeah, having like your partner or your roommate. Because Sienna never did anything. Sienna was like the perfect roommate. I loved her.
Well,
she was great.
I didn't sleep. So even if I do stuff in my sleep, you would have never heard it.
Right. She's just talking to herself because she's awake. She's just like talking to herself. She's like, I don't know. To have like a partner just shoot up in bed and be like, ah! Like start screaming. I'd be like, demons. I don't know. I'd be so scared. Or like sleepwalking.
Oh, yeah. That would freak me out.
RK. Our third roommate, Carolyn. She sleepwalks.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let me tell you. I got home from work one time. It was so scary. So I get home from work. It's like 5:30 in the morning. It's dark outside. I'm exhausted. And I start going down our hallway. And Carolyn's room is the first one that you pass down the hallway. Mine's at the very end. And so I'm like all, you know, my backpack's still on. I have my coat, whatever. And all of a sudden I hear the door open. And I freak out. I almost peed myself. I'm not even joking. I think I actually had to like go to the bathroom too. So it was like, you know, this is TMI. But anyway, so she like opens the door and she just peeks her little head out. And she's like, did you get a parking ticket? I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, no, I just parked in my spot. And she's like, okay. And she's like, I can't even remember anything else that she said, but I was like, okay, I'm going to go to bed. Good night. She's like, good night. And she just like kind of stands there for a little bit. And I just like zoom by. I was like, it scared me so bad. And so I asked her, you know, when I woke up and I was like, did you remember saying anything to me? Like you woke up at 5:30 in the morning. She's like, did I? I don't remember that. Anyway.
sleepwalking.
She's really funny when she sleepwalks. Sometimes, like, in the middle of the night, I'll hear her, like, drawers opening and closing. And I know that she's in there sleepwalking. And I've had full conversations with her where I thought that she was awake. And the next day, really? I was like, I'll like, reference the conversation. And she's like, what? And I'm like, you don't remember that? And she's like, no. No memory. None. Yeah. Really funny. And then she's told a story before of, I guess, that one time she was sleeping in the same room as her sister. And hopefully I'm getting the details right. But her sister wakes up to find Carolyn over her saying, where's the ground beef? Like shaking her, like, where's the ground beef?
We need to have Carolyn as a guest.
Yes. Oh, she would be so funny.
She would be so funny on this podcast. Anyway, yeah, roommates, man, are weird. Because most of the time they're just random people, so you have no idea what their habits are and what they're
capable of. So here's a question. Have you guys ever had, like, do you have any, like, advice rooming situations, whether it's with, like, rooming with your friends or rooming with random people? Like, what's some advice that you guys have?
Yeah, I think I'd say respect is my number one thing. Like, I feel like when we moved in, we set, like, rules. We, you know, had all of these things we wanted to adhere by. Did we stick to them? Not always. But I feel like the best times were when we all kind of respected each other, not only like space-wise, but also like what people were going through. And if it was a busy time and you knew someone was having a busy time, just being like, oh, maybe they're not going to do their dishes because they are like stressed. And just learning how to recognize what people are going through and being able to empathize with that, I feel like was really helpful for me. So that would be my number one tip.
I really like that.
Yeah, I did too. Mm-hmm. Kind of to go along with that, this is going to sound kind of weird, but in a way I view a roommate situation or anything like that as kind of like a relationship or like a marriage in some way. You're not like married, you know, you're not married to them or whatever, but you still, like Julie was saying, you have to sacrifice, you have to respect the other person, you have to share the space, you have to take out the garbage, you know, you have to do all these things that are still required, even, you know, even when you're, you know, when you get married and all that stuff. So in a way, roommates and college life in general prepares you for your future in that way. So yeah, I think respect is very key. Also, I love communication. So like it's really important to me to have a group chat with all of our roommates. It's fun to do that too. I love our roommate group chat, but it also helps to have a place that you can just communicate little things. You know, if you're like, I'm going to be out of town this day and this day, don't worry about me. I'm not, you know, gone or like, you know, I'm just on vacation with my family or something like that. So having that communication. Well, even and communication if something's like wrong or if you want something to be fixed, if you're like, hey, this is really important to me, then communicate it. Talk. Yeah. Angela, anything? Ooh. Sienna?
I mean, communication is huge. That was, I think, something Julie and I really pushed for once we moved into our other place and like had people that we kind of more hand selected, which like Julie kind of mentioned, we had our roommate contract that we kind of went over things, which, granted, living with people, especially, well, living with anybody, is going to be fluid. Things change. And so, you know, we can be like, this is our rules on dishes. And then we're like, oh, wait, now everyone's super busy. So let's have more flexibility. Or they'll change the parking rules. And then we have to talk about that or things like that. So, like, the communication, but also, like, realizing you're changing and other people are changing. And especially when you're in school, every 3 months, your entire life is going to look very different. So having that, like, understanding that things are going to change, so we just got to communicate about it. Something, if you're rooming with friends, that I think sometimes you don't realize is you're like, oh, we're going to room together. We will see each other all the time. And then you start school and you're like, oh my gosh, we're so busy. We never see each other. So, like, just making that intentional time for each other to, like, be like, we're not just doing chores together. We're going to go do something fun together. Like, really helped Julie and I our first year. Julie would work out of town, like, 2 days a week. And then I would work nights and had early morning classes. So we just didn't really see each other. So we made our, like, Menchie's night on Thursday nights, where we would go and we'd get ice cream and then watch like a show together. And it was just like, okay, even though I haven't seen Julie literally all week, except when we're sleeping, you know, I'll wake up and be like, there's Julie. She's not dead yet. That I know of. But then I know I'll get to connect with her on Thursdays.
Yeah.
And I think that was really good, especially our first year.
Yeah. And I think something that people don't realize is it's not always like this, but sometimes college can be lonely. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I remember that first year, my ward was really hard. It was just a weird, I was 18. I was brand new. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I didn't have any friends except for really Angela, and the rest of our roommates didn't really, you know, talk to us. And so that time that we spent together was so fun and like such a good thing for my mental health, because school was hard and life was hard and, you know, just having that built-in friend that's always there, even when they're not always there, is really nice. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, my advice is kind of similar to a lot of what you guys have said. But this is actually a lesson that I learned from, of all people, Bailey's parents. I had to, back when I was going to BYU Idaho, I had to like do an interview with a couple that was not my parents. And so I chose to do Bailey's parents. And so I did an interview with them via FaceTime. And this lesson has stuck with me. The biggest piece of advice that they gave me was pick your battles. That stayed with me, because when you're living with somebody, there will be things that will bother you. That's just part of it. Like, it will never be perfect. And some roommates are a lot easier than others, you know, but there will always be, you know, things big or little that might bother you. But you just need to decide which battles are worth fighting and which aren't. Because in the end, some things you can just live with, and it's not worth jeopardizing your relationship with your roommates to fight about certain little things. You can adapt and you can learn and you can get used to things. And so just have patience and be kind. I would say also always give the benefit of the doubt. Like, if you're just constantly like jumping down people's throats and blaming them and saying, you never do this and I'm always the one who does this, like, nobody wants that. And just give people the benefit of the doubt, because 9 times out of 10, they're probably going through something, or they've just been incredibly busy, or they've been sad about something. You know, like, I think that if you go into a roommate situation with the mindset of my way or the highway, then you are going to be the problematic roommate that nobody likes.
The worst. We hate you. Just kidding.
So yeah, decide which battles are worth fighting. And some battles are worth fighting. And it doesn't have to be a battle. Like, I don't want to say that, like, every time you communicate about something, it's going to be a battle. Like, you can just mention something and be like, hey, I would really appreciate it if you did this. But sometimes it's just not worth it. You know, sometimes you just need to learn to live with things and choose a relationship over something that's maybe a little less important or inconsequential, you know?
I think that's really good. I remember, and I think to go along with what Sienna was saying, that if you, to pick your battles, you also have to phrase it the correct way. Otherwise, it's just going to be like super awkward in your your apartment the rest of the time, or it's just going to be a really tender spot that if you, you know, poke and prod at it ever again, it's just going to be really bad. Like, I remember there was one time we had like our dishes super stacked, and Sienna, it was so good. The way that she did it was she texted our group chat and was like, hey guys, I'm really stressed out. I think like a way that you guys could, that like we could help out with it is just the dishes, just to, you know, take care of them. And it was really good, because the way that she phrased it was to help her out. And it made me more inclined to do them, because I was like, oh my gosh, Sienna's stressed. Mm-hmm. Like, it helped me understand where she was coming from and what I could do as a roommate to help her. And so, I mean, that kind of goes back to communication and picking your battles. You gotta pick them, but you can also pick them. You can pick more battles than you think you can by the way that you say it. Some people, and sometimes they don't even know that they are battles, but you're in your head, you're like, oh my gosh, these ditches are freaking, like, they're so annoying to me. So it's just, you know, the way that you phrase it. And so and that also helps. I don't know. Do you guys have any like little advice for people who are brand new to this, either like just out of high school, Just whatever, any advice like that for, I guess, rooming in.
Because you move out of your house. Don't be passive aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hard. And I feel like I was like that. I feel like everyone gets like that when they're stressed or when life is hard. But just, I think, being direct, even when it doesn't feel comfy to be direct, I think is always going to get you further than, holding it in and holding a grudge. There's nothing worse than holding a grudge, especially with somebody that you live with because you're around them all the time. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you're living with people that you're like, I just have to make it through this year living with them, then it really can just be, like Bailey was saying, of like pick your battles. Well, I guess Sienna was also saying that. And just, there's certain things that you're like, okay, whatever. I'm just living with them for a short time. But if this is a relationship that you want to maintain, then that is where the communication and just being direct with people is super important. And I think your example, Bailey, of like Sienna communicated that she was feeling stressed and thus she needed the dishes done instead of just being like, hey, guys, do your dishes. We've talked about this. Because communicating the feelings behind things, I think, really helps people understand where you're coming from better, too.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think just something, if you do not like your roommates and then you've tried and tried and tried to get along with them, whatever, you just don't have anything in common or communication's just not working, you're fighting over everything, I would say maybe, like, you need to find other friends outside of your roommates. Your roommates don't have to be your best friends, especially if you just barely get out of your parents' house, you're out of high school and stuff. You don't just have to have your roommates as your best friends. Mm-hmm. There can be other people. Find people in your classes. Find people in other social things that you go to, because those people can be you're like the people that you cling to when your roommates are just, you go to your house and you sleep and you make food there and then you go out and you go to the library or you go back to school or whatever. And so you don't just have to necessarily completely rely on your roommates, but roommates can be a great asset to you, especially if you're far away from home and you get along with them. They could be your best friends.
Yeah. Well, and going right along with that, a piece of advice that I would have for somebody who's just entering the world of roommates, if you can live with people who are your friends, do it. Like, I've done the random rooming, and I've done rooming with my friends. And let me tell you, Julie mentioned how lonely college can be. And when I roomed with random people who weren't my friends, and I didn't really put much effort into making them my friends, that was the loneliest I have ever been. I was lonely. I remember, like, I would go down to the laundry room in the basement and I would cry because I was just so alone. That's so sad. Sorry.
That's so sad.
but then I got roommates who were my friends, and all of a sudden, like, I was so happy and I felt so supported, and it was a night and day difference. And so I would say either, some roommates are just kind of crazy. Some people you just won't get along with. But if you can, put time and energy into cultivating those relationships and making those roommates your friends, because your roommates can end up being your best friends, because they're always there. They're the people that you come home to. They are, in essence, your family away from home. So if you can, put in the effort to make them your friends, because I think that it'll make your college experience so much more positive.
True. I think, too, probably my last piece of advice would be just to have fun, too. Like, you're only going to have roommates in college in, like, one stage of your life. Like, I'm past that stage now, and I'm to another wonderful stage. But sometimes I miss that stage of just coming home being like, guys, I'm home. And then five people being like, oh my gosh, this happened today and I'm so frustrated. And
a bunch of girls just come and sit on the couch all together and they're like, oh my gosh, okay, tell me about your day.
I mean, we did have a therapy couch.
Yeah, we call it the therapy couch. And we'd all just like sit and we'd rant and we'd cry and we'd laugh. And it was just a good time. Like, I think even if sometimes your roommates are frustrating or sometimes you don't get along, I think focus on like, okay, I'm only in this stage for a certain amount of time and then it's gone and I'm never going to get it back. So I think just treasure it and enjoy it and have fun. Amen. And it's not always going to be fun. Like, it's not going to be fun 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. But even, like, if it's fun, like, 70% of the time, it'll be a great time.
I also just want to throw in, find ways to serve your roommates. Find ways to help them out. Mm-hmm. I think that that's a really beautiful thing. And, like, it can be so beneficial for the relationships mm-hmm. that you have with your with the relationships you have with your relationships. Yeah. It can be so beneficial to the relationships that you have with your roommates. Mm-hmm. If you find little ways to help them out. Like, I remember one time I came home from a trip and Bailey had made my bed. I remember another time I was stressed and I was stressed and overwhelmed with homework and I didn't have time to make myself food. And she pops her head into my room and she says, "Do you want a grilled cheese sandwich?" And I said, "Yes." And she brought me a grilled cheese sandwich with tomato soup. And, like, those things make a world of difference. Mm-hmm. Because we all need support sometimes. We mm-hmm. all need help. We all need to be carried at some point. So, mm-hmm. you know, find ways to do that for your roommates.
Yeah, life is stressful enough. Just help each other out once in a while.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should probably wrap this up, but my last piece of advice would be, if you choose to have a wake for someone who is alive, no people are going to judge you for the rest of your life.
Wait, say that all again.
I'm so confused.
I am so confused right now.
So we had this roommate that moved out, and we were all really sad she was moving, so we had a wake.
We threw her a wake.
What does that mean?
An Irish funeral?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You said that like it was like a normal thing that we were supposed to know. And I was like, am I crazy?
I think I'm dumb. It was probably the weirdest thing we ever did as roommates. We had our, we all dressed in black.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
We had a little shrine for her.
Yes, where
it was.
She liked
there was candles all over the place.
Do you remember the cucumber? She would eat cucumbers like bananas. Like, she'd just take a bite out of the cucumber and then put it back in the fridge.
Well, her biggest thing is she'd eat half of an apple or half of a cucumber or half of a carrot and then just leave it in the fridge for a couple days. So we had like that.
We
half
had like
eaten
a couple,
food.
Half eaten pieces of food, like her shoes. Yeah. It was like just random stuff that... And then we had sticky notes that we, like, wrote things we liked about her. And we had her lay on the floor, and we stuck these sticky notes to her. And we tried to do, like, a moment of silence.
That didn't work so well.
We got, like, 2 seconds in before everyone busted up laughing. But it was
I think we need to do that for Carolyn when she gets married.
Let's do it.
Okay, great.
Awake.
She'll be like, what?
Yeah.
Great. That's
well, yeah, we recommend it, but also know, like...
You'll
be judged.
And you'll talk about it for the rest of your life. Yeah, so
I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. You can follow us on social media or leave us a review. We now have these amazing stickers of our logo. So if you leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and then send us a picture of it through Instagram private message, we will send you a sticker and possibly a handwritten note, depending on how much time we have.
depending on our homework
and lives. Anyway, thank you so much. We will catch you next time.
Bye.
Ciao.